You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life ministries, come out of the world.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nissan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Nissan with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you very much for joining us today. And today I just want to continue to talk about the important message of understanding the instructions of our Creator, His will for us, and how He would like us and desire for us to live our lives. And it's not a guessing game, folks. A lot of people out there say that His Spirit speaks to them. Well, that's wonderful if you believe His Spirit is speaking to you, but I'll tell you this. You need to confirm it in your Bible, and His Spirit will never tell you something that goes against what His Word said in the Scripture, because His Scripture is written by men who are spiritually inspired. So if they counteract each other, the chances are that the Word is correct and you're incorrect. And I won't deny that a spirit didn't speak to you, but the type of spirit that spoke to you, well, that's another story. And there are many people out there that are just missing the understanding of the Bible and they're missing the understanding of the gospel because they're not reading their scriptures, or they're just turning to one verse here or one verse there. And that's not the way to read your scriptures. You want to read it from the beginning all the way through to understand what's happening, to understand the whole story. And the clearer understanding you're going to get, the more you're going to know why Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, came for us and what He desires from us. So my website is Torah Life Ministries, and Torah, T-O-R-A-H, is not a Jewish word, folks. Torah is a Bible word. Torah is a word that our Creator uses, and many people mistranslate this word. The word Torah does not mean law. Even if you ask the rabbinical Jewish person or who's into the customs of Judaism, or if you ask the average Christian, well, the average Christian won't even know what Torah means. But it's often translated as the word law. And the translators of the scripture themselves translated the word Torah as law. There's two laws in the Bible, folks. There's two laws that they're talking about. And the Apostle Paul was not talking about the same law when he was telling people the law is done away with, or we no longer need to follow the law, or we need to let go of the law. No. The law that the Bible talks about, that Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, speaks about, is the instructions of our Creator, the guidelines He set out for us, His will for us. So when Yeshua came to take our place and die for us, He didn't just die for us. Yeshua gave us, Yahweh gave us a book. He gave us these instructions, these guidelines, to know what the will is, how we should live. So just picture this scenario, folks. Picture this. Picture you are on death row, or even not even on death row, you're in jail. And then somebody comes, and you go to court, and in the court somebody says, and you're guilty. Oh, by all means, you're guilty. And somebody says, you know what? I'm going to take his place, and I'm going to give him another chance to be set free. And judge and everyone else, to your amazement, says, okay. And now you're set free. But you get 5 minutes in a room with this fellow that's going to take your place. And of course, you're like, should I do this? You weren't the one that did this crime or whatever it was, and you shouldn't be paying the price. But on the other hand, you want your freedom. You want to go free. You want to get a second chance at everything. And if that fellow you're talking to says to you, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. I have to do this. But do me one favor. And he pulls out a book and he says, take this book. Read it and follow it. Follow it. Guard it with your life and follow it. And you take that book and you tell him, I will. And then you take that book and you get out of there. And then you go home and you throw it on your couch or throw it in the closet. And you don't read it at all. For years, it's sitting collecting dust. And you just never read it. Folks, there's consequences for disobeying or not even considering the word of our Creator. In Hosea, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But it doesn't stop there. It goes on to say, because you have rejected knowledge, because you have forgotten the word, I also forget your children. You can no longer be priests for me. You can no longer be my representatives because you are not living according to my words. And this is what our Creator is telling us. I want to call out the Christians here. And those of you listening to this radio station right now, I want you to take a serious look at your life. And even if you read your Bible on a regular basis, if you're listening to a man, often called a pastor or a leader or a preacher, if you're listening to a man who is teaching you something that goes against Scripture, just like when I started today and I said that if the spirit that's talking to you is counteracting Scripture, well, if the man that's talking to you is counteracting Scripture, the Bible is very clear, folks. You can't please man and please our Creator at the same time. We have to make the righteous choice, or the right choice. And the right choice isn't to throw away your word or just to keep listening to something that goes against the word. Let me tell you and share with you briefly the first time I read the Bible. Of course, I went right to the red letters of Yeshua, the one they called Jesus. And it made so much sense to me, and I accepted him. And then I went to my first church. Now, I didn't grow up going to a church. I'm Jewish, and my parents never told me about anything to do with the Bible. They were more secular than the secular people. They were so secular. So I didn't grow up knowing anything about anything in the Scripture. But then I read the words of Yeshua, and I accepted him, and I became a believer. So now I am saved, and I want to be a follower of Yeshua. And I was excited about his words, reading them over and over again. Wanted to do what he told me to do, and live the way he told me to live. And I was so excited when I went to my first church, because it would just be more confirmation, hearing them say and talk about what I know. I didn't know the Bible, but I knew what Yeshua said because I read it. And they said, today we're going to talk about what Yeshua said. They called him Jesus. And I said, wonderful. This is the one part I know. So just how can it be that I walk into a church my first time and they're going to talk about it, the whole Bible, this big giant book. They're going to talk about the one part of it that I know. Must be the place for me. So the fellow starts speaking, and everything he was saying literally was not what Yeshua said. It did not go along with Scripture. See, I learned very early that the word law and the word Torah was not necessarily the same thing, that there are two laws. And Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, came to separate and divide the righteous from the unrighteous. And what back then you had a man-made system of Judaism, and what they were doing is they were making people follow a man-made law and a man-made tradition. And then the Bible said in the commandments that here is the instructions or the guidelines or the commandments. Do not add or take away from it, but keep them. Do not add or take away from them, but keep them. So you had this man-made system of Judaism during the time of Yeshua adding to the Bible, adding to the Word. And then you had later on the Catholic Church and today Christianity taking away, telling us we don't have to do that. We don't need to do those things. It's a different time now, and things are different now. So it says, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. So Yeshua came to rebuke those that were adding to it. And they had an issue with it because they were losing the man-made power. And today, if somebody's truly teaching the Scriptures, they're not going to be a mega church. Because it's a responsibility. It's telling us there's something we have to do. We can't just read a word, say a prayer, and then we're saved. We're great. Everything's wonderful. No. Your heart has to be into it. And if you truly love Him, something must change when you accept Yeshua as Messiah. When you accept the one you call Jesus as the Savior, something must change, and that is your heart. And what must happen is you must now hate the things that you loved before and now love the things He loves and hates the thing He hates. And if that hasn't happened yet, you need to keep praying and keep seeking. But the Christian church today is teaching people. Well, let's look at the Scriptures and let's look at some of the things we're saying here. And go and question your pastors. Why are you guys doing things that or teaching things that the Scriptures oppose, the Scriptures go against? So it says here in Proverbs 14:12, and it's also in Proverbs 16:25, And if you don't know what Proverbs means wisdom. Wisdom. So by rejecting what Proverbs says, you're rejecting the wisdom. And whose wisdom is it? It's the wisdom of our Creator. You see, when it says in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, we all have knowledge, folks. We all have worldly knowledge. That's not the knowledge they're talking about. It's my people destroyed for lack of knowledge of the Torah, of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. The wisdom that He has given us in the book, the Bible, people are rejecting. It says in Proverbs 14:12 and Proverbs 16:25, the wisdom of our Creator says, there's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. There's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. You know, I'm looking at the Adam and Eve story through cartoons and through books and reading them to my children right now. And there is a serpent. There's a devil. There's an evil spirit, an evil force telling Adam and Eve that you could be just like a wonderful creator, Yahweh. You could know just as much as Him. All you have to do is one thing. Disobey Him. Disobey our Creator. And you will have eyes to see just as everything, and you will know good from evil. You will know the world. You'll be able to do anything. All you have to do is disobey Him. And I will submit to you that the majority of churches out there today, I will submit to you that every mega church out there today is teaching the same thing in different ways. Whether it's the prosperity gospel or whether it's whatever denomination it is, they're teaching with their words and their actions, if you disobey the Bible, you will be blessed. If you disobey the word of our Creator, you will be blessed. If you live against what He's telling you to do, you will be blessed abundantly. And you know what, folks? That message may seem very true to our flesh, and that's why so many people fall for it. But there's a difference between the false blessings of what we're experiencing here right now, what we think is a blessing, versus our Creator's blessings that says will be stored up in heaven. There's no better feeling to live with the joy knowing that our Creator is on our side, and our Creator and us have this amazing relationship that keeps improving. So when the enemy does try to get in the way, no, that's not going to happen. But to continue to listen to the everything that goes against the word, then we run into a problem. And the problem is there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. Forget about what you think and start reading the word about what it says. Yes, we have a choice and we need to think about that choice. Do we want to accept our Creator or do we want to accept everything that goes against His word? That's the choice. So we need to think about that choice. But when we say we're going to accept Him, put your feelings aside, put your emotions aside, and follow His word. Follow His guidelines and instructions. That is the truth right there. It says in John 8:32, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And I'm here to tell you that there is a more excellent way, as the scriptures say. And if you want not some, but all to be well with you, all, the scriptures give a clear indication of how to make that happen. For a long life and peace and shalom, it says, hear my instructions. Listen to my word. Keep your eye on my path. He says in his word, my word will guide your steps. My word is a light that will guide your steps in the darkness. And we are living in a complete dark society today. A complete dark world today. And not only will we become the light, but His light will shine on us and it will guide us through the darkness and guide our steps. You know, when I see blind people on the street out there, they're either walking with a stick or a dog or something else to guide them. Can you imagine somebody not having eyesight at all? And our Creator said, just go and I will guide your feet to go where I tell them to go, and you will be safe and you will be fine. And this will come true and this will happen. You look at the story of Paul and we look what happened to him. I mean, falling down and getting a scar or something, falling down and even breaking a bone or something, that's one thing. But falling down and being blind and our Creator talking to you, saying your eyesight will come back, go to this person, they're waiting for you. And then he goes and it happens. How can you not believe from that? Well, you know what? There were a whole bunch of people in the promised land. They split the Red Sea open and they saw it with their own eyes. And they still disbelieved. Because our flesh, the enemy's tongue, eat the apple, eat the apple. And that's what we do. We appease our flesh more than we please our Creator. You know what? He's given us, he's shown us. I mean, if you have a relationship with him, there's no joy in your life and no security in your life and nothing in your life. As I tell my children, his word is a shield. It's a shield for us, but the enemy is continually trying to bring us down, continually. But it is his word is a shield. He is a shield that's always with us. And all you need is a relationship with him. And you need to desire to be obedient to his word, and you will be protected. But as soon as you start saying, I know this and I'm not going to do it, James 4:17 says to no good and not do it to him it is sin. It's like you're dropping that shield. You're saying, oh, my way is better than his way. You don't want his insurance. You're going to go get the man-made insurance because you don't want the insurance of our wonderful Creator. Best insurance policy out there, folks. It's free and you can have it. We have a lack of faith. We have a lack of discipline. We have a lack of understanding because we're not taking the time to read the word. We're not taking the time to pray. And when we hear something, we're not confirming it in the word. And then we wonder why all is not well with us. Then we wonder why we're not seeing the more excellent way. Because we're stuck on the wide path and not getting on the narrow path, at least at a narrow gate, that's Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. That's what we have to understand. That's what we need to do. The truth is Yeshua. Ezekiel 33:11 says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they can live. Now, you might be driving somewhere, driving to church or driving somewhere right now, thinking, well, that message can't be for us. We're not wicked or you're not wicked. Do you know what wickedness is according to the scripture? Wickedness, according to the scripture, is someone who makes a practice of sin. Someone who continues to live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, knowing or at least hearing that what they're doing is wrong, but trying to make an excuse for it to say it's okay. Whether you're eating unclean food, thinking, oh, that's the Old Testament, it doesn't matter anymore. Whether you're putting up Christmas trees in your house, thinking that there's no consequence for not celebrating and keeping the set apart appointed feast of our Creator, but instead following the pagan feast and everything else that our Creator is telling us to avoid. You think there's no consequences? There are consequences, folks. And we need to get right and be right with his word, not our word. So that's what wickedness is. Wickedness is disobeying. Disobeying, that's what wickedness is. We need to be righteous. There's righteousness and wickedness. There's two opposites. The Bible is life versus death, good versus evil, health versus disease, righteousness versus wickedness. These things are opposites, folks. You can't have one and the other at the same time. You're living one life or the other. You're on one road or the other. We got to get on the right road. We need to follow Yeshua the only way. The only way. You can't mix world into it. You can't mingle the seed. Our Creator says he has a plan for us. And if we follow it, he says his plan is for good and not disaster. To give us a future and to give us a hope. To give us a future and give us a hope, folks. Jeremiah 29:11. What worldly system are you going to go to? What doctor are you going to go to if you're sick? What boss or loan officer are you going to go if you need more money? Where are you going to go? Who's going to tell you, don't worry about that. For you, I have a future and a hope. No, they're going to laugh at you. You know, and Yahweh tells him, he says, go to your gods now. Go to your man-made statues now. And what's going to happen when you go there? There's no assurance other than Yahweh, folks. We need to get right with his word. And it hardens my heart to see so many people around this time of year celebrating and keeping. It's turned into a Hallmark holiday because they've even, you know, there's so many people that complain that we should take Yeshua or Jesus out of Christmas. Well, you know what? First of all, he was never in Christmas because it's not his birthday. And second of all, you're taking the only thing we need to be doing is remembering Yeshua always, every single day. And you put more time, money, and confidence in buying gifts, looking online for special deals, going to Black Fridays and White Tuesdays and Green Thursdays, and all these different days to get presents and do everything else. But when's the last time you sat down with your family and you read the word? When's the last time you prayed with your family? Oh, you find a deal on the internet, or you get a good price on a TV or something from the store. What do? You start calling up all your friends. You get really excited. When's the last time you got more excited or just as excited about Yeshua dying for you and reading your Bible as you did going to the store to get a special deal? Oh, they only had 10 TVs. I'm glad I got one of them. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. When's the last time you saw a group of people standing in front of a building and when the doors opened up, they bum rushed it because they wanted to make sure they got one of the Bibles there so they could read them? You have a sale in a store, people get in that store, they start trampling people and killing people just to get a special deal. I'll tell you what, folks, the best deal out there is Yeshua. Yeshua Messiah. That's the best and only deal. So we need to understand that, folks. We need to take a step back, and we need to question everything we learned. And the Bible says it clearly. The Bible says, test everything. Test everything. And that's what we need to do, folks. We need to test the scriptures. We need to test the word. And we need to apply these things in our lives and not listen to our flesh. I'm calling all of you to repent, every single person listening right now, no matter how good you think your walk is, no matter how perfect you think you are because you know some scriptures or because you go to church on a regular basis or because somebody says how great you seem. I'm calling everyone right now to repent. Repent for the things that you don't know. Repent for the things that you don't see. And ask him. Pray and ask him to show you. Only he can open your eyes. I'm not here to open your eyes. I'm not here to convince you one thing over the other. I'm here to let you know that only he could open your eyes. But you need to read your Bible on a regular basis. You need to read the word. You know the words of a secular song better than you know the words in scripture. Don't tell me you don't have a memory. That song come up 20 years ago, you haven't heard it, and you remember every single word. You know the characters of certain movies and everything about these actors and actresses and these reality stars, and then you don't know about people in the Bible. Don't tell me you can't remember or you're not disciplined enough to read it when you're so disciplined to go and do things. You give more attention to your dog than you do your Bible. You'll get up every single morning out of a nice cozy bed when it's cold outside to go and walk your dog and wipe his butt, but you can't take out your Bible and read it. Folks, we need to understand the importance of the word of our Creator. Yeshua didn't die for us so we can get up and walk a dog. Yeshua died for us for so many other reasons than that. And we are called to go and preach the good news to other people. When you're walking your dog 4 o'clock in the morning and you see somebody else walking their dog 4 o'clock in the morning, do you say hello and start talking about your dogs, or do you say hello and start talking about the Bible? When you're standing online at the counter and you see all these junk magazines, you're reading these junk magazines, or do you flip on your phone and start reading verses in the Bible? What are your priorities, folks? That's what you need to ask yourself. So I'm calling you to repent. I'm calling you to get right with the word and to understand if you want all to be well with you. And you might say, well, I do all those things and all is not well with me. I got this problem. I got that problem. I got this problem. And I tell you what, you have Yeshua and you have our Creator, and he will not doubt you. He will not disappoint you, but not according to your worldly idea of what you want. Don't pray for the riches of this world, and don't pray for this or that. No, pray for his will to be done and for you to have strength and wisdom to deal with his will. You know, in Deuteronomy, when the children listened and they were blessed, they had a sweet night of sleep and rest without any worry or any fear. Do you go to sleep at night without any worry, any fear? Or are you worried about man? Are you worried about disease? Are you worried about the bill collector? Are you worried about all these things? You need to get right with your word. That's what you need to do. There's only one way, and there's only one path, folks. And you need to get right with this. But that's the world we live in today, and the churches today are no different. So I want to make people aware of this. I want to let people know that the sweetest song in Scripture. It says in 1 Chronicles 16:23, sing to Yahweh all the earth. Proclaim the news from day to day of his salvation, of his Yeshua. Sing every single day. Is that what you're doing? Are you walking around with a big smile on your face singing about Yeshua? Letting people know about Yeshua. You have no problem going to a stranger on the street and asking them for directions, but you're embarrassed to tell somebody Yeshua died for them? I submit to you this. If you're standing on a corner, minding your own business, just standing there, and a car pulls up to you, and somebody gets out of the car and holds a gun to your head, and is just about to pull the trigger. You don't know who they are, why they're there, or what to do. You just know you're about to die. And all of a sudden, the last second, somebody jumps in front of you and takes that bullet, and they go down. That car, that guy gets in that car, they speed away, and here that guy is dead in front of you, and you survive. You're alive. You cannot believe what just happened. The news media and everyone came there, and after the initial shock of what just happened, you will tell everybody, every single day, for the rest of your life, what this fellow did for you. And you will have no problem telling them. You will not be embarrassed to tell strangers. You will not be embarrassed to tell people. You will repent on a daily basis, and you will be thankful for your life on a daily basis, and you will desire for him to guide your steps. Why don't we do that with Yeshua, our Messiah, who died for us? Why, folks? I'll tell you why, because we're deceived by the church to think we just need to say a few words and we're okay. We could have our fun with our trees and our houses and our little presents that have nothing to do with Yeshua, and the holiday and the whole idea of it goes against the words of our Creator. You call somebody the grouch that stole Christmas or something else? No. What about the one who's listening to the Bible? What do you call him, a legalist? A legalist for following the words of our Creator? Well, if you don't want to live according to the words of our Creator, the Bible, our Creator calls you a sinner, a sinner. But you know what? Every single person listening to this right now, every single person hearing this message, no matter what you've done in the past, no matter what you've done and what you're thinking, you can repent. You can ask him to show you the way, and he will rescue you. There is still time, folks. But time is running out, so you need to do that right now. So as I said, no matter how good you think you were, no matter what you think you were doing that's right, no matter how much you go to church, no matter how much you read, you need to repent and get right with his word, because we all can do better. We all can do better, and that's what you need to seek. If you're in the South Florida area, you can fellowship with us here at 3 p.m. every Sabbath. We're in West Palm Beach. You can get my number either below the video or at the end of the audio, wherever you're hearing this. And if you are Friday nights, every Friday night, we have live fellowship at 10 p.m. Eastern time via YouTube on my website, Health Watchman. Health Watchman would be the YouTube page, and the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you can join us there as well. We have live fellowship from 10 p.m. to midnight every Friday evening, Yahweh willing. And for all of you out there, wherever you are, wherever you're going to go, this season, remember that the Word speaks for itself. When our Creator died for us, he left us with the Word. He gave us. Besides Yeshua dying for us, the Word is the greatest gift, the greatest gift. And don't throw that away, folks. Read it and use it on a regular basis. It's the most important thing you have. It should be right near your bed, and you should open up when you lie down and when you get up, and you read it to your children and read it on a daily basis. If you haven't, repent, repent, repent. Okay? Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you'd like to learn more, please visit www.TorahLifeMinistries.org. Or you can contact Torah Life Ministries by phone at 561-283-1707. That's 561-283-1707.
Learn of Yahweh's ways. Torah Life Ministries, come out of the world.